GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Now let's turn to the hurling yesterday. Kilkenny 2-23, Tipperary 2-16. Kilkenny are league champions for an 18th time in their history, and they have won half of those 18 league titles under Brian Cody. So Cody now has 9 league titles, and I checked, the most any other manager has is 3. Tommy Welch and Dahi Regan, All-Ireland winners, are on the line. Rule number one, Dahi, don't ever write off Brian Cody.
Yeah, well, we all got our knuckles wrapped on that, and I've absolutely no problem saying that after the first two games, I wasn't totally surprised. And you look at it and you say to yourself, well, it is Brian Cody. I mean, is I always felt that Kilkenny could sustain the loss, and there's nothing you can do about players when it comes to retirement. I always felt the one thing they probably couldn't sustain was the loss of Brian Cody, for the very simple reason that the core values that helped to make up and backbone the great lads that won all those All-Ireland finals, and the glue that held them together, and the operator was always Cody. And I always felt if he went, you'd lost the culture. And someone else has to create, and we're going to be up to creating and maintaining the culture that he had. The gift, and I credit him for this, is that he's been able to bring up to speed a lot of these younger fellas, like the likes of Conor Delaney and Deegan and Sheehan and Alan Murphy and these guys. And he's brought them in to understand the Kilkenny culture, which is a pretty ruthless one, that you have a responsibility when you go out into the park. And it's taken a very short period of time for these guys to know, my responsibility is to be a man, to get out here, hurl it hard, win my own ball, stand out and start showing myself as being capable of winning and wearing a Kilkenny jersey. And he's created this. Now, let's not all get carried away either, but I, for one, certainly did not see Kilkenny after the first two rounds of the National League as being potential winners. There were, in my view, definite, strong potential material for relegation. So it's an extraordinary turnaround and an extraordinary result. Really is, and credit to all the players, of course, but it would not have happened if that man was not over them.
Yeah, he's pretty special, Tommy, as I'm sure you know, close up. I was reading Michael Deignan yesterday. He was previewing the game in his piece in the Mail on Sunday, and he was just kind of saying, you know, in some ways Cody has gone back to basics, and he's looked at the spine of the team, and he's got your brother in at 3 and Killian Buckley in at 6 and TJ Reid at 11 and Walter Welch in at 14 and almost built around them. It's kind of an old school type approach in some ways. What stood out about what Kilkenny have done over the last number of weeks for you?
Yeah, well, Joe, I think you hit the nail on the head. I heard Gerloch Nan speaking about it. Basically, he was asked, what's the story with this Kilkenny team? They've got it right up the centre. And that's always the spine of your team. They're your leaders. They're your guys. When you're in trouble, you need guys to win dirty ball. They're the guys who stand up in the heat of battle. You have Parga 3, 4 or 5 years of experience. Buckley is there since 0-12. TJ is there. She was a sub, came on in the 0-8 All-Ireland and scored 4 points from play, from the bench. Mm. And you have Big Wally full forward. So the main players, and you look at the size of them guys and their ability to win ball in the air. Like, the hardest skill in the game, Joe, is to win your own ball. Because it's grand when things are going well for you. But when the game is there in the melting pot, who do you need to win the ball? Your ball winners. Mm. And them boys are up the centre. And I think that's massive. Dahi tipped on the point about the young fellas and Brian Cody's ability to bring in these young fellas. But you need the guys that are there a few years to be able to do that. You take Joe Canning in Galway a few years ago, Joe. He came out of minor. I think he possibly could have took a year off, maybe travelling or that, but came in the year after that. Everyone in Galway wanted him to win the All-Ireland for Galway straight away. You can't do that with 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. You need the main guys to take all that pressure off, and then the young fellas just to come in and kind of play their position, win their own position. Mm. I think that's what Kilkenny are doing this year. But the big thing on top of that, Joe, is they're playing this year without any shackles. The shackles are off. They're playing with freshness. They're playing as if they're out in their back gardens again, so they can go out and just enjoy themselves, which leads to them playing well.
And when you say the shackles are off, like, do you mean tactically in some ways? Because Jackie Tyrrell was writing a piece on the Friday before the game in the Irish Times, you know, and he was talking about the Wexford game, and he said he was seeing, you know, he was enjoying seeing Kilkenny play some short passes, and he was talking about the support lines are running, and he was saying even in his day, if a cornerback had run up the pitch, you'd have JJ Delaney saying, what the hell are you doing? You know, like, where the hell do you think you're going, kind of thing. So is that what you mean when you say the shackles are off, or it just mean generally pressure? They don't look like they're under pressure.
Generally, I suppose it's a lot of things feed into it. It's not just one thing, but that's definitely a massive thing, Joe, because if you go back to last year, what's kind of dominating the game at the moment? Your defensive systems, your sweeper systems. What was the Kilkenny traditional game? Get the ball. In my day, it was, as I said here before, it was easy for me. I get the ball, get rid of it as fast as I can, up to all the boys that are well able to win their own ball. Would I be able to do that today? No, because they've guys back there, able to, the sweepers are mopping up everything. So last year, they were still probably playing a lot of that same game because we won so much with it. But because the opposition had us red, they were coming out with the ball after ball. So what does that lead? You're kind of down in the dumps. What am I doing wrong? I'm training hard in the gym. I did all the pre-season. All the kind of fitness tests were off the scales accordingly last year. But still, when I went out in the match, they looked like a team that wasn't really flowing. So you're right, Joe. Probably a shift in tactics has led to the guys playing with a bit of freedom, because now the supporters, they're kind of praising them as opposed to getting on their backs, asking for all these older players to come back. Now they're kind of looking at these players with, I suppose, a sense of excitement. But definitely the change in tactics is definitely a big thing. But Joe, you go to yesterday. So yesterday was different again. So it's an ability to adapt, because against Tipperary, Kilkenny and Tipperary pride themselves on being great hurling counties. Guys that are able to play the traditional way. We'll launch that ball and the best guy will win it. We have the players and we won't back down from anyone. So yesterday, while both half forwards went back into their defences a lot, they were kind of playing a 15 versus 15 kind of a game. And so, yeah, no, I think the tactics, like yesterday, they changed it up, but I think the tactics earlier on in the season,
yeah, that's a very interesting point, that adaptability. And I did, well, look, it's one of the reasons we all look forward to Kilkenny Tipperary games, because we know we're going to just get the ding dong 15 on 15 and let's see who comes out on top. Just one last point on that before I bring Dahi in. I want to talk about TJ Reid in a second. Is it your sense, Tommy, that Cody has driven this tactical change, or is Cody maybe listening more to those around him, or do you know?
He has always listened.
Would he not have been fairly belligerent, and, well, belligerent in a good way? I would have thought he was his own man, no?
He was his own man as regards when he made a decision. But he would always listen. Like, from when we went in on the panel in you know, the early 2000s, we always had team meetings. We always had group discussions. He has three or four selectors there. He always listens to them. But I suppose at the end of the day, you're right. He probably makes a decision at the end of the day and goes with his own gut instincts. But he will listen to the players. Like, you go back and actually analyse Kilkenny from zero, we'll say when I can only, I suppose, when I was in there from 0-2 on. We changed our styles a lot. Might have been noticeable to the public.
Yeah.
But we did, as regards the as it was going on. Say, we would have been known, Dahi would have known us for staying in our own positions. But in the 0-11 final, we changed that. Then again, they changed it again in 0-13 or 0-14. So we have changed it over the years. But I suppose the sweeper system was the one we used to always beat anyway, no matter what we done. It was never really one that got us. But I think the last 2 years, it was the one that was starting to, I suppose, we were finding it harder to get around.
Yeah. Dahi, TJ Reid, you're kind of running out of things to say about this guy now.
It was a sensational performance, really, wasn't it? I mean, every skill, every facet of his game, I mean, his fetching ability in the air was extraordinary. But his timing, it's his timing of the jump under a dropping ball. And what he can do is he can take a puck out in front of a halfback. What he does then, he's a great gift at drifting in for a puck out behind a man and just getting to the pitch and getting the hand in front of, be it whichever Maher or Barry yesterday as well. It's timing. It's absolutely sensational. He got a point in the first half where he saloned through the tip half. He dummied a pass and then took it at speed an extra 2 yards away from James Barry and struck it on the run. And it was as good a piece of skill as you'll see. He also actually struck a ball in the second half down under the main stand where, and it's going back to what Tommy's talking about, Kilkenny's style of hurling changing. I mean, there was definitely a noticeable change a few years back in. There was more support play. There was more players making themselves available. They weren't changing structurally the way that they played in that they were playing a sweep or anything like that. Kilkenny were not adverse to playing two inside. They reverted to it against Galway in the second half of that All-Ireland and caused an awful lot of problems when they went with two and kind of isolated. So Kilkenny are able to do tactics, but it's tactics just utilising great hurlers and using the skills of the game to the best of their ability. But there is a discernible and a noticed change now. At times yesterday, I actually thought it was overdone a small little bit, some of the passing. But I think a key and a core difference with Kilkenny now is there's a lot more heads-up hurling. Whereas when you go back maybe 7-8 years ago, the whole country was talking about the beauty of what Kilkenny was doing was the simplicity, where if Tommy Walsh got a ball, it wasn't that Tommy Walsh didn't have the ability to pick Eddie Brennan out 60 yards away, but Tommy Walsh was as happy to get a ball, win his area and win his part of the turf that he needs to, and let it go as long and as far. And the view of the hurling public was that, well, Brian Cody says, if he gets it down there, it's up to Eddie Brennan to win it, and if Eddie can't win it, I'll get someone else in.
Yeah.
What Kilkenny appear to be doing now is a lot more heads-up hurling, where they'll give a 10-yard pass, or they'll utilise the hand pass to the guy who's free, which is now allowing him, you know, circumvent if there is a spare man there, because there's no rush clearances or cleared for the sake of doing it. So he's looked as much at other teams and at the way they're setting up as to, right, how do we get around this policy? Tip, to me, have been masters at it the last few years.
Yeah.
Playing a really good brand of hurling and circumventing the sweeper by playing great diagonal ball and taking him over and bubbles coming out. But then you have someone like Bubbles who can get a ball and turn 50 yards and over the shoulder. But getting back briefly to Reid, he is by far, and Jason Ford was superb yesterday. There was a huge reliance on TJ Reid yesterday, and there was a huge reliance on Wally as well, who I thought was splendid. Kilkenny need to supplement what TJ is doing, because at the minute he's unhurlable, and that's quite a thing to say about him. And I see someone had something put up. Is he as good as Henry Shefflin? Well, I think it's a pointless exercise on any social media forum to ask right this minute, is he? What he is, he's the main man for them at the moment up front. There's no doubt about that. But he's playing in a different era. Let's keep those judgments for other days. But right now, when you have someone like himself and Wally and a back line where there's a really good structure there, Kilkenny are good. Kilkenny are very good. How far will it bring them? We don't know. But
yeah,
all of a sudden what it does is we're now talking about Kilkenny big time, along with Tip and along with Galway, as anyone from those three. It was pretty much anyone from those two. It's now very definitely anyone from those three at the minute.
Yeah, it was quite striking, even after the early defeats in this league campaign, that Cody would not even engage with the question where the word transition was used. He just would not allow that word to become part of vernacular. He shot it down. I just don't think he wanted the players to even have half an excuse.
I think, Joe, you just hit, I really think I was going to come in and say it, but you've just said it. It's he didn't want to give an excuse to the players, because it's very, very easy to sit back and fall into a sense of security. Now, and I thought about it looking at the game yesterday. If you look at the winners that's there, like the Pádraig Walshes of this world, Wally and TJ Reid, I would say those guys, and Tommy would know far better, I would hope and expect that Brian Cody would expect serious leadership from those guys, because you could argue that if they were in the comfort zone now, they'd say, okay, we're expected to give the same as we did in all the years we won All-Irelands, and we don't really sniff a chance of an All-Ireland final. I think they do.
Mm.
And I think Cody demands it off of those leaders as well, to make sure that the new players that come onto it aren't taking a bit of a sabbatical and 6 months to get into it. I think there's a demand from the management, but from the senior players there as well, to put and grab them by the jugular and say, here's what you're part of now. You better start now, because there is no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in Tommy's take on that.
Yeah, I'd say feel free to come in on that, Tommy. And also, can you talk to us about TJ Reid coming in? Because it certainly seemed from the outside, Tommy, like, well, not unlike several other players under Cody, but he took a while, TJ Reid, to convince him that he was worth the starting place and that he could fully trust him. I mean, like, was it obvious as soon as TJ walked in the door he was going to be, the superstar he's become?
He was always going to be a good player, and a very good player, Joe, because I mentioned a few minutes ago, the ability, the hardest skill in the game to win your own ball. He was one of the top guys in it. At 17, 18 years of age, He was a master winning his own ball, high or low. Because TJ, first of all, spent, before he came to Kilkenny, I'd say 7 days out of seven, probably 2 or 3 hours a day, he was out against the wall.
Mm.
His whole family, Ballyhale, sure, they're all like that, but the Reeds especially, they're always known as the hurlers. These are the guys that just wanted the ball. Jim's running, they weren't as much interested in that, tracking back. You know,
yeah,
they were just the guys that kind of went around, got the ball, scored 1-3 every game. Or I always thought when Ballyhale were going well, one of the Reeds would be man of the match. That's yeah, how good they were, and TJ was no different. Was he always going to be a great player? That was the question that TJ had to answer himself, Joe. And that's the question, I suppose, Brian Cody asked of him. I was looking at Austin Gleeson giving interviews last week, and he was talking about the pressure that he was on, he felt, I suppose, last year. And he was asked, what was he going to change this year? And basically, he said he can be double marked maybe because he's one of these standout players at the moment for Watford. What is he going to do? He's going to go around, if he's not in the game, and get 2 or 3 hooks in. Mm. He's going to chase a guy down.
Mm.
That was the difference between TJ Reid becoming a good player and a great player. I think TJ Reid, even now, if he was to finish today, will go down as one of the greats.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely brilliant.
And did Cody, you know, have to give him tough love, Tommy, or did he know himself he needed to improve that aspect of his game, the hard work?
Well, he wasn't always being picked. Like, he only came really a regular around 0-13, 0-40. He was kind of injured in 0-13.
Yeah.
He got a bad injury, I think, in the All-Ireland final in 0-12. But 2014 really met him. So he I don't know what age he was at that stage. His late 20s, I'd say, before
yeah,
he was, you know. And
that's why I'm half wondering what Cody made of him during those early to mid-20s years.
Yeah, so he just saw him as a brilliant player. But a guy, I reckon, that wasn't going to, when TJ wasn't in the game, because he can't always be in the game.
Yeah.
What's he going to add to the team? And that's where the questions were asked of TJ.
Mm.
And he's been answering them since probably 0-14. I noticed yesterday, I was at the game, I was behind the goal, the Ted Carroll stand, one of the new stands in Nolan Park. And there was one stage where TJ lost the ball and he chased, I forget who he chased, but he chased one of the Tipperary players. I'd say it could have been Brendan Maher, and he chased him 30-40 yards. He didn't hook him or anything, but instead of Brendan Maher getting the point, which he's Tipperary guy, he's loved doing, solo in, big point that lifts the whole stand, TJ followed him and followed him. He wasn't right up against him at the start, but by the end of it, he basically hounded him at the 2 or 3 Kilkenny lads.
Mm.
They took the ball off him, back down the field. That's what TJ Reid started to do. So when he wasn't in the game, he was able to do something, and suddenly he's back in the game. The confidence is up, Joe, and on you go again.
Yeah,
well, that's what turned TJ Reid, and that's what Brian Cody, I think, changed in TJ.
That's very interesting. And geez, what a message if you're a young player out there and you see TJ Reid working that hard. I mean, it's fairly obvious what you have to do. And before the clock really comes against us, Dahi, the Tipperary failings here have been talked about a lot already today. I saw Brennan Cummins in his piece in the Irish Independent was just talking about the quality of ball into the forwards, this kind of long ball into forwards who a lot of people don't think can really win their own ball. And that, I don't know if we want to call it the Eamon O'Shea ethos that we saw Tipperary perform brilliantly with over the last decade at times. Didn't seem to be there yesterday. What stood out for you?
Well, I read that, and I would have to disagree.
Right.
And I would have to disagree with a lot of the comment, to be honest with you, because I actually believe there's four of the starting tip forward line yesterday. No disrespect to them. I think they're kind of in embryonic stage, a lot of these young fellas. There's four of them that won't start in the championship if everybody is back fit. I was actually impressed with Tipperary for periods of the game yesterday. I thought some of the long ball that went in, at times they were very unlucky not to get onto the breaks. I thought they were threatening early. I thought Tipper actually hurling well early. I thought young Connors was as game as anything.
Mm.
I thought Ford was excellent for the bulk of the game. John McGrath showed some great touches, but you know, Curran, McCarthy, Breen and these fellas, Willie Connors, are they going to be championship starters? Yet they were in a league final, and they're the bulk of the forward line that's got them to a league final, and they bet a much vaunted Limerick side. I think yesterday is more about Kilkenny, but in relation to Tipperary, I have to say, I think Michael Ryan will take a lot out of this league game. I think he'll take a lot out of yesterday in relation to who will stand up and who was ready for it. I think what he will know is that forward line, as they started yesterday, aren't a good enough sextet to win him big championship games. But when you factor in the Callinans and the Bonner Mahers and the Bubbles and these fellas back into it, and a mixture of those guys coming in and out during the course of a championship, I would disagree with a lot of the comment about the game yesterday. I thought it was enthralling from start to finish.
Yeah.
I thought Kilkenny's defence was superb, but I thought at times Tip did look threatening. They didn't win the final. They can't get over Kilkenny in the bulk of games that they play, and that is a problem. There's no doubt about it. Kilkenny have no fear of Tip whatsoever. Tip give the mantra that we have no fear of Kilkenny. Well, it's one thing not having fear, but you're going to have to start, you know, been more assassin-like with Kilkenny, because they have your number and they've had it for years.
Yeah.
But there's a lot good with this Tip side. I would not rule them out based on yesterday. I think there's a lot good there, and I think it's boiling up to be a superb championship.
All right, okay, that's definitely the most generous assessment I've heard of Tip. Tommy, what did you make of them?
Well, I think Michael Ryan has a massive work on his hands, Joe. This time last year, the Galway defeat, we thought it was going to, I suppose they were going to learn their lessons, that they couldn't be complacent, go out then and suppose go on and win the championship. As everyone knows, they went back into their box then for the next 2 or 3 months. They were all playing with no confidence. They were playing as if there was no spirit in the team. They were playing with their heads down, shoulders down. Michael Ryan, they put in so much effort to win that match yesterday. All the interviews all week, we want to go, we want to win a league final. Seamus Callanan is the only lad with a league medal still on the panel, I think, since 08. Mm. So they were coming down to win that. So it's a massive disappointment for him not to win that yesterday. This wasn't a game where Michael Ryan said, listen, lads, we want a performance here, and if we perform well, we'll be happy. No, I'm sure he said to them, lads, we're going here to beat Kilkenny, and we're going to get one over on him. And they didn't. So I think Michael Ryan has massive work on his hands. Now, one thing that will benefit him is, I think they're going off for 4 weeks now to club activity. Sometimes a change is as good as a rest.
Yeah.
So they'll go off. They won't see each other maybe. I think they're off next week. Then they'll start coming back. And I think his big work for this Tipperary team going forward is to get their heads back up after this massive disappointment, getting back playing with a pep in their step. Because as Dahi said, all during the league we were wondering who would stop them. And that can't just because they lost one match against Kilkenny, a top team who, you know, are very hard to beat in finals.
Mm.
That can't derail their season. So, Joe, I think it's up to Michael Ryan to get these guys back and say, listen, we have Limerick on, I think, the middle of May. Let's go and get our, I suppose, just get the confidence back.
Yeah, and do you agree? Dahi's saying maybe some of the ball into the forwards wasn't as bad as has been suggested. And also, obviously, there's a number of forwards who are going to come back in and be able to win their own ball. Were you looking on thinking that as a Kilkenny defender, you'd be eating up what they were serving into the forward line?
No, because if that was against the defensive system, Joe, I'd say yes.
Right.
Because they predominantly send in long balls. And
yeah,
they've always been able to handle the sweeper. So you can't really fault them for their long diagonal balls and that. So just because it didn't work yesterday, you can't just say that their systems or their long ball let them down. Mm. So I would say no. I'd say that's an excuse. You know, if I'm Michael Ryan Taunton, lads, don't be listening to the supporters telling you that. This has worked for us all year. Just because it didn't work in the final doesn't mean our system isn't working. So I would say no, not against Kilkenny, because it was basically man versus man. So
if it's not a systemic fault then it's just about a bit of fight maybe.
I think they were bet by a better team in the second half. Like I was genuinely worried as a Kilkenny supporter at half time and talking to a few guys around the grounds. You know, we felt we were hanging in there. But I think that's probably what happened yesterday, I think, really is Kilkenny hung in there when, in the first probably 10-15 minutes, when Tipperary were on top, the scoreboard wasn't reflecting that. So what were Kilkenny doing? They were hanging in there, maybe with a hook here, a block there.
Mm.
When Kilkenny got on top, in the first 10-15 minutes in the second half, they opened up a 5-6 point lead.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be something to look at. And what does that come down to? It's hard to know, because so trying to solve that one my whole career, so I don't know.
A last one to you, Dahi, then, because I remember sitting beside you at the 2016 final and you saw ball after ball into Callanan, but into space, and he was running onto them, and it just seemed a more intelligent approach. Is that not where we want Tipperary to get back to? And I appreciate Callanan is going to come back into the side. Maybe his runs dictate that kind of ball.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Joe's the calibre of player. I mean, if you look at both forward lines on show yesterday, Walter Walsh and TJ Reid dictated matters up front.
Yeah.
For Kilkenny, Tip had Jason Ford, and that really is it.
Yeah.
And I mean, Tommy is completely right in what he's saying. You factor back in Bonner Maher, you factor back in Noel McGrath, you factor back in Callanan, and bubbles. And all of a sudden, you have a sensational forward line.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame.
Who possibly could have taken that Kilkenny full back line? Respects to Porrig, respects to Paddy Deegan, who was superb yesterday. You know, could Joey Holden been taken to the cleaners yesterday? Arguably, if Bubbles was there for the whole game, or Callanan. So we need to keep a perspective on it. Mm-hmm. To me, the bottom line was TJ Reid, and to a lesser extent, but not far behind, Wally, were the key differences yesterday. Tip's forward line had good lads, good young fellas, and their day will come. But they were shorn of some of the best forwards in the country, and later in the year, we may see them go head-to-head again.
Yeah.
So Kilkenny were brilliant, and they were the better side, and Tommy's right. But I think Michael Ryan will have taken what he needs to take out of it. When he gets his full complement of forwards back, they have good subs, one or two good subs there that he knows are well worth throwing in. Championship is a way different animal, way different animal. That's the one thing I would caution about.
Lads, brilliant stuff. We'll leave it there. Dahi Regan, Tommy Welsh. Thanks, lads.
Cheers, Joe.
Thanks, Tom.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.